Say it ain't so, Fernando. Let's play ball. Welcome in, everybody. It's time to lead off with Dan Harris and me, Joey P. Joe Pizzapia. We are here live courtesy of Fantasy Pros, the home of fantasy sports. And it was an eventful evening in Major League Baseball. We're going to take a look back at yesterday's events and a look forward to tonight's slate, including some really big-time pitchers on the mound. We're going to have to figure out. It was the same old Mets with same old Jacob DeGrom on the mound yesterday and a massive injury to one of the top five players in baseball. And if you think it's going to be okay, I'm telling you right now, it's not. It's not going to be okay, but we're going to try to hold your hand through it and a whole lot more. Dan Harris, welcome in, my friend, this morning. I hope you had the extra large coffee because I think we're going to need it today to get through this Fernando Tatis injury.
Sucks. It sucks. I'm so upset. I don't even have any shares. I mean, just because you had to have worse, probably top three pick to get him, and I didn't have any. But yeah, I have done a lot of looking into this as best I can. I'm not a doctor, and I am really, really not optimistic for what we're going to see. We'll wait on the MRI for today to know the severity, but I'm really concerned that we may have seen the last of a usable Tatis for the 2021 season, at least.
Well, I mean, we did get 5 whole days into the season. I mean, you know, I think, yeah, look back and yeah, maybe we could do like a nice video montage, put some kind of music over some moments for those people who drafted Tatis, me being one of them.
And again, it's possible he's going to be able to play for the rest of the season if the MRI is okay and he gives it a go and maybe avoids injury. But man, I am not optimistic whatsoever.
No. But that's okay because we can start to be optimistic about a good trend, which is the old farts looking pretty good. That's right. Some of the older guys in baseball might be the ones leading your offense. And you know what, Dan? You know, my favorite part to this early season is so far, all those DH bats that we spent so much time in the offseason talking about, JD Martinez, Nelson Cruz, Jordan Alvarez, those boys look pretty, pretty, pretty good swinging the bat this year so far. And I know it's a small sample, but at least they're off to a good start, which is better than some other guys we're going to take a look at also who are not off to the best starts. And Dan Harris and I are going to contemplate whether or not it's panic time already. So definitely tune in, stick around for that. But before we get going today, I want to remind everybody too, we've got our giveaway. In fact, we just gave away an autographed Juan Soto jersey to our boy, James from Oregon. James, congratulations. You're the big winner. Celebrate good time. Come on, Juan Soto giveaway. Yeah, it was great. So, James, you get that one. Now we've got a new one here. It's the Ronald Acuna jersey, autographed thanks to our friends at pristineauction.com. Go to our website here, fantasypros.com/MLB contest. That's how you get involved in there. And if you already put yourself in there and entered for the Juan Soto one, you're entered already for the Acuna. But if you're asking me, Joe, how do I get in this? Just go to the link that I just said. I'll say it again. fantasypros.com/MLB contest. All you got to do is do a little bit of a little review of the show. You go to Apple Podcasts, you go to CastBox, you upload that review in a screenshot along with a little tiny form you got to fill out. Boom, you are entered to win thanks to our friends at pristineauction.com. So Dan, let's get into some baseball talk and stop giving away free stuff because it's just going to cost us. So recapping yesterday, the good, the Red Sox and Angels stacks that we talked about. Yay. The DeGrom chalk was good. Yay. Did he get the win? No, but he still got 43 points or whatever it was on FanDuel last night. It was still great. Yep. And Carlos Rodon, shout out to Dan Harris. He had a lot of guts there. The bad, Frankie Montas was bad. We took a shot. We got hammered. It's okay. We dust ourselves off. We come back. But look, when you have all that good and the one bad, you take that. And that's why we were very careful to say Montas is a multi-entry play only. If you're a single entry, you got to understand it. It's too much risk. But the risk was there. The roster drafted percentage was low. But overall, yesterday, a lot of the good chalk that we talked about and a lot of the little intangible things we talked about did indeed hit.
Yeah, I mean, DeGrom obviously looked amazing. I mean, maybe the best of DeGrom that we, I mean, he was just like, I don't even need a third pitch. I'm just going to pump fastballs hitting 101 miles per hour. And the bullpen blew it again, unfortunately. But it does sort of cement the fact that he is far and away, I don't really think it's close, the best pitcher in the game for fantasy purposes. With Montas, yeah, I mean, I was a little hesitant, you know, on him against the Dodgers, anybody would be. He looked a little amped up I probably would bench him against Houston, but I'm not dropping him because I know I got a lot of questions about that. First of all, no. After one start, if you were invested, if you liked him, you can definitely go back to the well. Not against Houston. Next week, he gets Detroit. So I'd keep him on my bench, even if he gets bombed against Houston. So long as he comes out of that healthy, I would then loan him up against Detroit because he was throwing a splitter and his velocity was high. So I feel okay about him. I'm not ready to jump ship yet.
All right. And Rodon looked good. Only five innings, but still sharp. And that's always the question. Do guys carry over the spring training stats into the regular season? We're going to get a look at Freddy Peralta tonight and see if that's the same case for him. We'll talk more about him later. And by the way, that DeGrom 100 miles an hour, it's the easiest looking 100 I've ever seen. Yeah. It just looks like there's no effort coming. It's just magnificent watching him last night. And but, you know, same old, same old. So let's get to the takeaways here for a moment. And the three big takeaways, clearly number one is the Fernando Tatis injury. I'm going to say this wrong. Is it a sublection? I don't know what it was. It was bad.
Subluxation. I may be making that up.
He's got subluxation of the perimeter dorsalis somewhere.
I feel like I sound very professional when I say it. So here, this is what I understand. Okay,
all right, Dr. Harris, let's go.
Let me give the 2 minute very quick thing. First of all, Dr. David Chow, who is a weekly guest in our fantasy football podcast, he does immediate video breakdowns at Pro Football Doc on Twitter. It's great. And he said that's exactly what it was. And then I listened to him about it. And here's the bottom line. What that really is a separated shoulder, right? And that's what happened to him. And I guess he deals with this all the time. But the fact that it happened again so quickly after it happened last time, and the fact that it was so severe is probably not a good sign. And what they're going to do is have an MRI today. And I guess they're going to determine whether or not there's a small tear in the labrum. I guess that's sort of what happens. And if it got bigger after this, then that almost necessitates surgery. Mm-hmm. And that's like, remember Conforto, right? Remember when he did that swing, like his shoulder was just gone. Mm-hmm. That's like a 5-6 month thing. He's done for the season. If that's the case, he might not be that. He might be able to play through it is my understanding. If the MRI does not show anything significant, but the fact that this happened right after the last one, I'm very pessimistic about his chances, even if he does avoid surgery immediately, of being able to stay in the lineup for the rest of the season. So if you are a Tatis, if you roster him, I would be very sad, pour one out, and then find a way to get a replacement for shortstop. It would be my advice.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, man, on top of that, I think if you're looking at the Padres from within, trying to figure out, you know, what you're going to do there, Cronenworth's going to play every day now for sure. Yep. And then you've got, maybe they go to Kim, maybe they even go down to CJ Abrams. I don't think they will right away, but I think here's what you do. This is my advice to everybody out there. In the intermediate time, if you're playing in deeper leagues, you're looking at the Alderson Simmons and Freddie Galvises of the world, basically, right now. That's probably what you're staring at on the waiver wire. Add Abrams too to your roster if you can, just in case. Just in case 2 months into the season, they know he's out for the year, and the Padres are all in, so they're going to pull out all the stops in order to win. So CJ Abrams is a terrific talent. He does need some more seasoning, but you could catch lightning in a bottle with him for at least a month or two if indeed he does get a call up at some time. And it might not even be till July and August or something like that, but just stick him on the roster if you can. And prepare for Tatis to be out for the season. I'm just telling you right now, prepare that way. Anything else is golden on top of that.
I do unfortunately think that's what's going to be the case. And again, don't yell at me on Twitter if it's not. Be happy if it's not.
I hope not, but I'm trying to live in reality here.
I think biggest thing, though, the one thing that I'll say is, like, obviously, if he can play through it, great. For redraft purposes, you're fine. I probably would look to deal him if he comes back and he has a couple of hot games, just because now you know that is a recurring risk. The one thing I will say is that it sounds like, for dynasty purposes, that this is not once he has surgery. And again, we saw Conforto. It's a long recovery, but if he does need it now, you see Conforto, who's back to being a very productive everyday player. I would have zero concerns about his long-term viability. So dynasty leagues, keeper leagues, don't worry about it. For this year, I'm very concerned.
And Tatis has had a fair amount of injuries also in his career already. We're talking Double-A, we're talking other spots too. So yeah, we've had some issues there in the past with, you know, Tatis going forward. Let's also talk about some of the old guys. Nelson Cruz looks pretty good last time I checked. So him, JD Martinez. So the old guys are getting it done, Dan.
I mean, look, we talked about every mock draft. We talked about it. And Cruz, you know, he didn't play the first couple of games because they were in Milwaukee. Then he comes back. He has two monstrous home runs, including a grand slam, 116.6 miles per hour, 114.6 miles per hour exit velocity. He's going to be a monster once again. And yeah, you clog up your utility spot. but deal with it. And JD Martinez looks back. This is early, of course, but I like everything that I'm seeing from him. Two walks, three strikeouts, in addition to the power. So I feel good about that. And Jordan Alvarez, or Yordan Alvarez, I still don't know which way it is. It seems like also that he looks pretty productive right now. So all three of these guys, and Stanton, you took a shot on any of these guys, I feel like you're going to be in really good shape this year.
Agreed. And last but not least, or maybe least, it depends on how you look at it. The Mets, same old Mets, blowing another Jacob deGrom gem. I mean, by the way, I have a stat for you here. 31 times now, the bullpen has blown a Jacob deGrom win. 31 times over the last
boss, he is a Phillies fan, and I messaged him at, I don't know what it was, like after they took deGrom out, which I wasn't arguing with necessarily taking him out at that spot, but I messaged him and I said, there's a 90% chance that the Phillies are going to win this game. And we were like going back and forth because we've just seen it over and over again. My hope is, again, it's just kind of a one-off, because the thing keeping deGrom away from being just the, maybe the number one overall pick in fantasy, is the fact the guy can't get wins. The Mets should be better this year. The bullpen should be better. But man, watching that, it does give you a little bit of pause, not on his performance, which was as good as ever, but really on the fact, like, is the bullpen ever going to not blow a game for him? So we'll see.
All right, we got a few performances to go through. I'm going to ask Dan Harris if he's buying some of these. Let's start with Matt Shoemaker. It is the Tigers, 6 innings, a run, 5 Ks. Are you buying this one or selling it?
Selling it. I mean, we know he gets by with a good splitter when it's on, but he hasn't thrown more than 78 innings since 2016, and it was the Tigers. I am selling.
All right. Steven Matz, 9 Ks against the Rangers, 6 1/3 for him. Buying or selling?
I'm also going to sell. I like the increased velocity, and I do like Matz, but you and I have seen him, well enough to know that it doesn't usually end well, so I'm going to sell this one too.
All right, Danny Duffy, 6 innings pitch, no runs, 5 Ks versus the Cleveland baseball team.
Another guy who we've seen before. And, I like Duffy, but no, there's no way I'm investing in this. I'm also selling. Nice start there, but nope, not interested.
Okay, and then we've got Jordan Montgomery, 6 innings pitch, no runs, 7 Ks versus the Orioles. Again, these are all matchups against, some lesser offenses for the most part. But Jordan Montgomery looked very sharp in this one to me. I got to watch a good chunk of this game. And I would say that, also he's a little stronger looking too. He looks like a hoss out there right now. So the last couple of years, the guy's really kind of built himself up. So Montgomery, to me, I'm buying this one. The rest, I'm agreeing with you, but are you buying the Montgomery one as well?
I am, actually. Yeah, for sure. Look, he was unlucky last year at the 5.11 ERA, but just a 3.65 xFIP, a 3.87 FIP. He's got a really good changeup. He had a 39% whiff rate on it last year, and he got 9 whiffs on it last night in 21 swings, 16 swing strikes total. So yeah, I am buying in. And this is a guy who, you listen to a lot of people around the industry. They're always looking for Montgomery to take the next step. So on a very good team, looked very solid. You're right. It was against the Orioles, but this is one of the few ones that I saw from last night that I would buy into if he's available, certainly in your league.
Okay, and let's do a couple more here and see if Mr. Dan Harris is buying or selling these. Nick Pivetta, Carlos Rodon, and Dustin May.
I'm definitely buying Rodon and May. I mean, Rodon, we talked about. I mean, his control was a little crazy, but he got 12 swings on his great slider. 9 of them were whiffs. So I want to see where this goes. He looked in the spring. We took a shot last night in DFS. I want to see where it goes. So I am buying in there, as I am with Dustin May. Again, what's been missing from him is the swing and miss stuff, because he showed it in the minors. He didn't show it in the majors last year. But 10 Ks last night, 16 whiffs on 85 pitches. Pivetta, I'm going to call it marginally interested in. I'm not discounting him like I am those first couple of guys we talked about. A big reason is because he's throwing his slider a ton more, 38 sliders last night. That's the way he has been doing it with the Sox. It has been more successful. 10 swinging strikes last night, 7 of them came on that slider. So if he continues to lean into that slider and it continues to show success, I would be more interested. For now, it's more like it's piqued my interest a little bit, but I'm not running out there to pick him up.
All right, last couple. Actually, you know what? Let's do some of the hitter standouts, because Akil Baddoo has been just tremendous out of the gate. Yeah. And there's a part of me that was like, man, it's this flash in the pan kid, and this is spring training stuff, and it's all a big bunch of nonsense, and it's a waste of cash to put Fab on him. But, I mean, so far he's been great. He had a home run the other day in his very first pitch that he saw. His parents have been out there watching. It's been adorable to watch. 2-for-4 of the Grand Slam and a stolen base yesterday. I mean, he's a strong kid, let me tell you. Yeah. I mean, he looks for real. Sometimes these guys do come out of nowhere. Eventually he's going to get found out, I'm sure. I'm sure there's a reason why somebody hasn't, seen this kid before now. But, look, if you're the Tigers, you're definitely taking it. And if you're a fantasy owner right now, you're definitely taking it as well. So Akil Badu has been great. And on top of that, Giancarlo Stanton, he hit a home run that hasn't landed yet. My goodness, that was, and he stood there and watched it. And I would watch it too if I hit a ball that far.
As you should.
I think that's exactly it too. So your thoughts on Akil Badu and Giancarlo Stanton to start the season so hot.
I have to apologize to whoever it was who we had that marathon chat shortly before the season, and he asked about Badu, and I was like, there's just no chance he's going to be a regular in the majors, like, because he's a baby. He hasn't played above high A, and he looks fantastic. Now, when you haven't played above high A, I can't imagine that you're going to be a successful everyday major leaguer. He will be found out. He's the type of guy who I might ride for a couple of weeks, but I think the ride's going to end. But it's fun to watch him. And Stanton, yeah, if anybody was getting annoyed at, like, the quote-unquote slow start and he was benched today, as long as Stanton is healthy, and he's going to DH every day, so I think he's going to stay healthy. They're all going to be monster power hitters, all the DHs. So totally buying Stanton if you can find a way to keep him in your lineup as a util only.
And kind of nice also to see Aaron Judge starting to get a little hot too.
Yes, hit a home run.
Everybody was a little impatient there for the first couple of days. It's like, all right, enough already. It's only three games. Let's stop overreacting to the three games. My goodness, Dan.
Yep. Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, we are going to talk about a couple of guys to say, like, are we worried about this? Maybe, let's see. But for the most part, a guy like with an established track record, like Judge and like Stanton when he's healthy, they're no worries. Just relax, put them in your lineup. Eventually they'll hit.
All right. So you got some closer notes for everybody today. Let's try to run through them here, Dan. So take us through the night in closing. Some guys got some opportunities, maybe because somebody guys were just getting a rest.
Yep.
And then maybe there's a little bit more that we need to kind of dig into. So how do you see what went on last night in the ninth?
Yeah, I mean, I think the rest guys like Alec Mills got a save for the Cubs, but Kimbrel was unavailable. Jose Alvarado in Philly, but Neris was unavailable. Mayers in Los Angeles, but Raisel Iglesias was unavailable. None of that matters. What does matter is Amir Garrett did get the save against Pittsburgh. He was a little shaky, give a homer, give a hit, but he did get the job done. So I'm hopeful that that means that he is going to be the guy. Lucas Sims looked good, as did Sean Doolittle. And that might actually help Garrett if Doolittle can be the lefty out of that pen. So for right now, I think even with the shaky outing, I think it's a positive for Amir Garrett. Jesse Hahn got the save for the Royals. I don't know. Greg Holland was rested. I think I just want no part of whoever's going to be the closer with Kansas City until Mike Matheny tells us who it is, who he probably eventually will. And Alex Reyes got the save for the Cardinals over the Reds. That was something where, you know, the manager said, this is what I think we're going to do. Hicks had the sixth, Gallegos seventh and eighth. So for right now, Reyes is the guy. And Jake McGee, again, with the Giants. I mean, maybe Gabe Kapler has just said, we're actually going with a guy who gives us the best chance to close out games. So yeah, if you roster McGee and you took the chance on that bullpen, I think you probably got a winner because he looks good and he's getting the opportunities.
All right, let's talk about some of the guys that are not doing very well and maybe that we're worried about. But before we do, I want to ask you, are you a little worried about your body hair? Because if you are, Manscaped, sponsor of today's show, is here to help you because they've got a brand new trimmer out there. It is the Lawnmower 3.0, and every man loves a good lawnmower. Everybody knows that. So what we want you to do is we want you to go to manscaped.com and use the promo code LEADINGOFF. That's our promo code at the show. It's very important you use the LEADINGOFF code, and you get 20% off free shipping with that code at manscaped.com. It's a really cool trimmer. They've also upgraded to the 7,000 RPM motor with Quiet Stroke technology. I like the Quiet Stroke technology. I know Dan is a huge fan of the Quiet Stroke technology. Yes. And look, this is, we're talking about premium product here, all right? The battery's going to last up to 90 minutes, which we all know that Dan needs the 90-minute battery. I mean, it's a long ordeal.
Giant
when
human.
He's got to take it. Yeah, he's got to take it all down there. And then, boom, he is ready for the beach. He's ready to flex all the muscles, all the Dan Harris guns that are out there, too. It's also got one of the coolest features, too, an LED light, which illuminates the grooming areas. All of the areas illuminated for a closer and more precise trimming, which is exactly the kind of trimming you want. So once again, get 20% off and free shipping with the code LEADINGOFF at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com with the code LEADINGOFF. Now, Dan, so now we're not worried about our body hair. Let's see if we're worried about some of these guys. Frankie Montas, 2 2/3, 7 runs, 10 base runners versus the Dodgers. Not a good night. I'm not worried yet. I'm concerned. I don't want to use the word worried.
Yeah, I'm not going to, you know, read too much into it. First start, very tough matchup against the Dodgers. He had the weird cuticle thing. Again, I will probably bench him against Houston later in the week. But unless something looks really, really bad in that start, I will probably give him a go against Detroit. And hopefully that's when he gets back on track.
Matt Chapman, 1-for-16. I am not worried at all about the 1-for-16. He's kind of a streaky player anyway. I just think the A's might just be collectively, it seems like, getting out of the gate a little slow sometimes offensively, and that's okay. I mean, you know, Simeon's not there. It's a little bit of a different team. Laureano's looked okay, and then he got hurt. But overall, I'm just going to be patient with the A's, and I think this is a great opportunity to buy low on Chapman early, but are you confused? Are you seeing something that I'm not?
No, I mean, he's striking out too much, but, you know, what I think with the hip.
That's everybody.
That is everybody. With the hip, also, he got off to, you know, a little bit of a slightly later start than most. So I wasn't that high on Chapman coming in, but I'm not panicking if I'm rostering him right now.
All right. Rafael Devers, 0 for the season. I'm definitely not panicking, but I'm just warning everybody, it's not going to get better tonight because he's got Tyra Glasnow on the mound. So against him, I'm going to tell you right now, here's what you do. You wait till after tonight's game. If he strikes out 2 or 3 times against Glasnow, which could be anybody striking out 2 or 3 times against him,
yeah.
Then you start sending those trade offers because last year was, you know, questionable. Devers is a terrific young player. It's just a cold stretch. I would not worry about it. These things are always magnified at the top of a season. Dan, how do you feel about Devers?
I drop him. I'm just done. I'm kidding. Nobody take a
Dan Harris
of that.
Said to drop Rafael Devers. I don't understand. What are you doing?
Zero concerns. There, like, okay. That Devers is not a guy who you look at and worry about at all. Move on.
I have concerns about Keston Hira because I had concerns last year about Keston Hira. I had voiced them very prolifically in the offseason shows we did together, and I'm going to continue to voice them. I am concerned here, and by your nodding, I assume you are as well.
Yeah, and this is actually one of the very few guys who I was high on coming in, and I'm actually concerned about given what we've seen in the very small sample of the season. It's the strikeouts, man. I mean, bottom line is I figured, you know, he's basically had a 32% strikeout rate in his 2 seasons in the majors, and I figured that's got to come down. He never showed that in the minors, and so it should come down. Instead, it's just getting worse. He's just striking out all the time, so I'm concerned. Something's up. I don't know what it is, why he's lost, but it almost strikes me as like he needs to go back to the minors and figure things out. But if I roster Hira, I'm extremely concerned at the moment, and I'm not that optimistic until I see something.
All right, let's turn the page from yesterday to today. We're going to get Max Scherzer and the Nats finally playing baseball. Yay! How very exciting for all those folks who've been waiting for a Max Scherzer start. But let's start with the night games. 8 games on the slate tonight on FanDuel and DK. Your boy Marcus Stroman finally pitches tonight, which is great. So all of Dan's leagues are finally going to be really hot for him tonight to watch because he's got all the Stroman shares. He's just 8K over on FanDuel. On DK, he is 8.6, a very reasonable pricing on both of those sites. It's an interesting slate because there are some really big pitchers, which we're going to get to. Tonight against the Phillies, I'm just looking at this very clearly. Michael Conforto is just 3.7 on DK. That's a mistake. Hit that. He's also 3.2 over on FanDuel. He's in a lot of my lineups already this morning that I've constructed. And I feel good about Stroman as a secondary pitcher, but I'm a little concerned tonight about a standalone on FanDuel, even in a tournament, just because Phillies have gotten off to a really good start. Your thoughts on Mets-Phillies tonight?
Well, I will certainly have some lineups with Stroman in it. And basically I put almost my entire fantasy reputation on the line with Stroman this year. So I'm going to be watching that very closely, but I agree with you for this slate at the very least. Number one, I'm a little worried just because I feel like the Mets are probably a little out of sorts just given what has happened to them. I mean, they weren't swinging the bat particularly well yesterday against Matt Moore. I do like Conforto today. Absolutely. He's got a good history also against Anderson, but Stroman, I agree with you. Secondary pitcher on DK, I'm probably not going to roll with him on FanDuel. I've got enough season long exposure because there are some good pitchers on the slate. So not a game that piques my interest that much.
All right, let's move on to the next one here. It's Tyra Glasnow against the Red Sox. Now, Glasnow is very expensive. He is actually ironically cheaper over on DK. He's 9.1. He's 10.7 on FanDuel. You know, all of a sudden the Red Sox lineup, we talked about heating up last night, and it did. It was the perfect setup for that. I would be fading away from this game, just generally speaking. Yes. As much as Martin Perez is a gasket, I don't love the Rays lineup necessarily. So this is, to me, a classic four outcome. I'm going to pass on this one, but I am going to look a little bit at Freddy Peralta, who's just 6.4. Now, this is a multi-entry only play, but you could go up to the top of the board. You can get a lot of the Colorado game if you want, and another game stack that we're talking about that's not Colorado in a moment, which is going to be really important for tonight's game. But I think you can at least entertain that idea with Freddy Peralta. He is 6.4. He's had a great spring. It's kind of the same logic that we talked about with Carlos Rodon, 7.6 for him over on the DK side. So another good secondary arm to use tonight, who's even cheaper than Stroman if you want, going against the Cubs. And Alzolay, who's a young pitcher, so probably not long for this game. Cubs bullpen suspect, to say the least. But the next one that I really have, like, I want to just jump to it because I love this one so much. And they looked great offensively yesterday. It's the Blue Jays and Rangers. The Rangers ballpark is good. It's good for hitting. It's not so good all the time because the Rangers don't have a very good team. But listen, okay, Simeon's been on fire. He is just 3.1 on FanDuel. Biggio is 2.7. Bo Bichette's 3K. Hernandez is 3.3. Vlad is 3.0. Look, I'm telling you right now, I want four of these guys. I just want, I'm in for a penny, in for a pound with this lineup at this cost. Over on DK, a little different story. They're all kind of in that mid four range, which tells you you're getting a huge savings on FanDuel. I told you it's a little looser in terms of offense. You can even go to the other side of this game. Kiner Falefa at 2.9. David Dahl at the top of the order, 3.2. Joey Gallo. I think there's going to be a fair amount of runs in this game, and Vegas agrees, and I think this is something to pay attention to. Are you going to be in on the Blue Jays tonight as well?
Yeah, I think so. And I don't mind Dane Dunning, just generally speaking, as a long-term pitcher. But for right now, yeah, I am on FanDuel. Again, you mentioned it. On DK, the prices are not quite as attractive. On FanDuel, without question, I like what I'm seeing. I like the Vladdy call. Simeon looks good. It was good to see Biggio kind of get off the schneid last night or yesterday during the day. So, yeah, against them, they have, you know, their implied total of five runs. So that's high for when Vegas says it. So, yeah, I'm good with Toronto. I like them as a stack for sure.
All right, moving on to the next games on the slate here. We got Luke Weaver in Colorado against Roman Marquez. Yeah, this is the good chalk, okay? Yep. It is. Colorado's the good chalk tonight. Now, pay attention to the lineup in Colorado tonight. There might be some changes there. Let's see if Fuentes is in there. I'm not sure if he will be. If so, he's an interesting buy with Tapia at the top. The Tapia of the lineup, so to speak. Dad joke. Okay. Trevor Story, Charlie Blackman, CJ Cron. All these guys are in play for me tonight.
Yeah,
and I know Dan's a big fan of the CJ Cron also. And look, Luke Weaver in Colorado, I'm going to take a shot. If it fails, it fails, but it's the good chalk. However, looking at some of these big time pitchers tonight, we got Clayton Kershaw at 9K against the A's. We've got Lucas Giolito at 9.6 on FanDuel against the Mariners. And we got Yu Darvish at 10.2 against San Fran. So this is where Colorado becomes tricky. So this is why I keep saying I think I'd rather pay for some strikeouts with Giolito or Darvish and get that locked in on FanDuel. Like last night, I had DeGrom everywhere, and DeGrom was a 60% rostered, okay?
Yeah.
Like everything. And it's like, I'm not exaggerating. It was 59 probably. Points on it. And
you
I
cashed pretty much if you had DeGrom. That's the thing.
I did.
Yeah, me but too.
That's the whole thing. It's like we talked about this, right? Stop trying to reinvent the wheel. Okay, people have failure at MLB DFS because they get off the good chalk. The good chalk tonight, to me, is Giolito against the Mariners. I know Paxton's capable, but I just want those strikeouts. I'm slightly worried about San Diego losing Tatis. They're only going to come out one of two ways, Dan. They're going to come out guns a-blazing, and Yu Darvish is going to bounce back from that bad start, or there's going to be a little bit of a cloud that sets in. And I just think from a one-day investment, I'm going to watch from afar tonight. I'm going to take Giolito instead. Kershaw's an okay choice, too. If you want to do multi-entry and have some different pitchers and interchange them, you can. But the key to getting this pitching tonight on the single-pitcher slate is the Toronto Blue Jays offense, and I will live and die with that. We talked about another couple lineup guys, but what's your approach tonight with some of these big pitchers? Because that's
Giolito is my favorite. As with you, he's the cheapest of the three we just talked about, Kershaw. And
equal and strikeout, if not more, than the other guys.
I love what I saw from Giolito in his first start, and the Mariners are not a lineup at all that scares me. Yeah, I mean, none of the opponents really are. The A's couldn't hit water if they fell out of a boat. The Giants, we basically already know, but still at this point, Giolito just sort of makes me feel the most comforted. And the fact that you get a mild discount on DraftKings is what steers me towards him. So the strikeouts guaranteed, they're probably going to win. They're favored, obviously. I mean, so are the Padres, but again, without Tatis, you're right. Like there is sort of the possibility that they're just kind of deflated in this game. So I'd rather go with Giolito. So he is the guy who I'm going to be putting in the vast majority of my lineups.
Yeah. And last year they responded so well when Tommy Pham got hurt, they responded. When Eric Hosmer got hurt, they responded. But this is different. This is Tatis, and I feel like he's kind of the straw that stirs the drink a little bit there.
Yep.
And if you're going to have a good night, it's going to be with Darvish on the mound. The Giants are kind of a slap-hitting team. You know, the Giants are a team that kind of just hits the ball a little bit too. That's just, believe me, I'm not saying Darvish isn't investable tonight. He absolutely is, but I'm with you. I think Giolito, the combination of, like, the opponents, even though Paxton is certainly capable of matching him, I'm just going to try to take like a good six innings, and I'm looking for like 7 or 8 strikeouts against the Mariners. And I think that Mariner lineup is going to give that to me. I think Giolito is the best matchup against the lineup. Some fun little facts here too. A guy lineup builder wise that I really want to get involved in today is Brandon Lau. If you'll notice over in this matchup, it's a lefty. So everybody automatically goes, oh no, it's a lefty. What are we going to do? Martin Perez, first of all, isn't a very good left-handed pitcher. Secondly, you know, when you're looking at these players, he is just 3.0. He's hitting in the middle of the order at 3K over on FanDuel. On DraftKings, he is 4.8. So, Dan, remember when we talked about circling the big price variances? Okay.
Yep.
So you're getting a huge discount. Here's a little stat for you. Last year, he had over 1,000 OPS against left-handed pitching. So I'm cherry picking Conforto tonight. I'm cherry picking Brandon Lau. These are the guys that are going to help kind of, you know, give me some budget relief in order to get the guys that I want. I mentioned Falefa and Dahl in the Rangers game. All the Blue Jays on FanDuel are pretty moderately priced, but Brandon Lau in particular on FanDuel, I think, is a big circle tonight. And you should go in there because people will automatically dismiss the lefty lefty. They shouldn't. The stats bear out otherwise. And Martin Perez is not good at baseball. Your thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a great point that I think probably the vast majority of people who play DFS are going to say lefty on lefty. I don't want a piece of that. I'm out of here. So it's a great way to do it. I don't think he'll be highly rostered. I'm totally with you on the Conforto call. I think he's got 3 hits against Chase Anderson. All of them are home runs. So again, it's not like batter versus pitcher is everything.
He's just cheap tonight too.
That's the thing. He's very cheap tonight. And again, in that park where, you know, you don't have to crush it to necessarily hit a home run. And this does strike me as more of the angry Mets game, like more of the, oh my God, this happened to us again. Also, you know, Marcus Stroman's probably going to pitch a perfect game, of course. So, you know, I think they're just going to come out, the Mets, and have a big game. So I like the call on Lau because I do think that most people who play DFS are going to avoid it. But I really, Conforto's in all my lineups already that I'm building.
Yeah, look, Conforto and Lau are two guys. And this is a trend that happened last year with Verdugo. Also, Verdugo was great against left-handed pitching. Mm-hmm. He would get automatically reduced on FanDuel just because of the lefty-lefty matchup. But the splits don't bear that out. This is why the splits are so important when you're trying to play DFS. And hopefully you can use some of these pieces tonight. And once again, you've got some big-time pitching on the slate, so be careful. You know, make sure you're going the right direction. You've also got Freddy Peralta and Stroman, which we talked about, which brings us now to a fun part where we're going to call our shot. Dan Harris and I are both going to try to pick a guy who's going to leave the yard tonight. I'm staying out of Colorado. I'm going to stay on brand today with the Blue Jays. I'm going to stick with Vladdy Guerrero Jr. Let's do it, Vladdy. I love this. Against the Rangers. Sorry, Dane Dunning. It's not personal. It's just business. And I'm just all in. How about you, Dan? Where are you going for your home run tonight?
I've said his name like 45 times already on this podcast, but I am going to go with Michael Conforto again in Citizens Bank Ballpark. I feel good about it. And again, he's hit 3 home runs off Chase Anderson. He's the guy. My home run call tonight, Michael Conforto.
All right. Also, by the way, in case you're not getting enough fantasy baseball, we want to tell you about something really cool, which is fantasy baseball season's underway here. But that doesn't limit you to stop drafting, because if you join a DFS baseball league at rtsports.com/pros today, you can keep doing it. That's right. RT Sports DFS features head-to-head draft leagues, salary cap leagues, and even free rolls. You can build a 10-player lineup based off of a $50,000 budget and compete in guaranteed prize pools where you can take home the big bucks. Or 50-50s even, where you can double up your money if you want to play in a different way. At RT Sports, you can also go head-to-head with your opponents in a standard snake draft room in the evening's games. Instead of waiting all year to get paid, you can get paid the very next morning. Everybody loves that. So on top of that, the deposit this week, and you enter the promo code PROS. Again, the promo code is PROS. They will match your deposit by 20%. Go to rtsports.com/pros to get drafting today. Real-time fantasy sports. Most trusted name in fantasy since 1995. Ah, a simpler time, 1995. I'm pretty sure Kyle Yates, who we work with, was not born yet. And I'm pretty sure you and I were in high school. That's what I'm thinking.
Correct.
But that's great because RT Sports is giving you another opportunity to play and draft and get involved. And that's what it's about. So this is especially good for all those Tatis you know, people out there. Everybody's yes. Roster Tatis already. This is good news because now that, you know, you can be miserable for a moment and say, okay, let me go pivot and play here at RT Sports and do some other things and play a little DFS. So any other final words of wisdom or things that you're looking forward to today seeing besides Marcus Stroman?
I mean, is there another game besides Marcus Stroman? That's like, I'm excited to watch, you know, opening day. I feel like kind of consumes everything where it's just like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, it's opening day. It's so exciting. You don't even care almost what you're seeing. It's just the fact that baseball was back. But with a lot of these ace pitchers going on, I'm really excited to see. And I'd like to see Darvish and Kershaw, who's in Colorado, but I'd like to see them both bounce back from subpar first outings. The only other guy who I'm really looking at is a guy who's been a personal favorite is Edward Alzolay or Alzolay. Again, I never remember how to pronounce it, but I'm a huge fan of his. I like when he developed the slider. I really want to watch him pitch tonight. I'm not playing him in DFS, but against the Brewers strikeout team, I'm really excited to see what we have there.
Well, I got a lot of Freddy Peralta shares in my season-long yep. leagues, and because he's RP eligible, he is yes. starting in a lot of my lives, because you know yep. how much I love closers and catchers. So sure. It's like the kickers in defense, like I just get rid of them, I could, but I can't. It's funny, because I'd rather play like IDP than have a defense. Like, I'd rather do that at this point, sure. which is weird, but whatever. But that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to see if Freddy Peralta pulls a Carlos Rodon and carries over the good spring into the regular season. So hopefully we're carrying over our good offseason here as well. It's time for Dan and I to go back to the alternate site where they keep us the rest of the time when we're not doing the show. In the meantime, I want to remind everybody, get in on that Ronald Acuna jersey contest. PristineAuction.com doing a little thing for us here at Fantasy Pros. Go to fantasypros.com/MLB contest to sign up today for that. Also, go to rtsports.com/pros. Use the promo code PROS. And they will match your deposit by 20%, okay? And you can go and draft a team today. You can play in 50-50s, redraft, all kinds of fun things at rtsports.com/pros. Again, use that code PROS. That way you get the bucks, because that's what you want. And last but certainly not least, Dan Harris's favorite, you get 20% off and free shipping from Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com, not Boyscaped, Manscaped, because we're tough here. Go to manscaped.com, use the code LEADINGOFF, and that's going to give you 20% off with free shipping, too, for all of your needs. They got that lawnmower 3.0. And actually, Dan's, you have to actually pull the big string, the good cord, to get his lawnmower going, to get all of the chest hair nice and trimmed. And I always appreciate that you come so well groomed for the show every morning.
Of course.
I really do.
Of course. Every time.
It's very important. Yeah. I try also. It's very, head is shaved. Look at us. Very clean shaven today.
Yes. We're very looking good.
Looking good. All right. So Dan Harris is going to go get ready for Marcus Stroman's start today. And we're going to take a little break here, but we'll be back again tomorrow. Make sure you subscribe to Fantasy Pros on our YouTube channel. Fantasy Pros MLB, not the regular one. You should subscribe to that too. But Fantasy Pros MLB is where it's at. So go do that. And then every morning at 9 a.m., you can watch us live on YouTube, or you can listen to us wherever you get your podcasts. That'll do it for me and Dan, but the story of the game goes on. We'll see you next time, kids.